This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Emergency podcast episode, Frasiacs. Emergency podcast episode. Bravo is done. The end of reality TV happened yesterday, or its very slow demise. Yesterday, Bravo announced that they are skipping 2024 BravoCon, and they are going to move it to 2025 back at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Guys, it is not happening. It is not happening. In 9 months, it will be canceled. In 12 months, Andy Cohen is going to get a very fat, fat paycheck to remove himself from the network. I believe he'll always be a consultant on these shows, but this is the beginning of the end of Bravo. Now, I will say this, this is founded on absolutely this. I got my crystal ball out. Okay. I am here making predictions today. So if you want to go down that rabbit hole with me of the prediction of playing psychic, here we go. Okay. And at the end, I'll tell you there might be one asterisk with this. But yesterday was a very bad sign for the future of Bravo. And you guys know me mostly from TLC, but I'll tell you, I think this impacts TLC, although they've had a different strategy that has served them really well, which is they do not make their television personality stars, meaning they don't do like a BravoCon. That's they don't do after shows about them. It's like we're a fly on the wall. Here are these individuals from my 600-pound life to 1,000-pound sisters to sister wives, and then they let the audience run with it as they will. All right. Bravo has leaned into it in making these women, especially on Housewives, huge stars, and Summer House and Below Deck. But this is not a good sign. And people are saying to me, well, Sarah, they're skipping 2023 because of inflation and because of the election. Do you think they are really fucking nervous? And what is going to happen? Okay, really, the election? Because it happened. Okay, the election is November 15th, all right? And so BravoCon was the first weekend of November last year in 2023. I went. It was fan-freaking-tastic. There were thousands of women and gay men. It was, and some lovely straight husbands that came along. It was un-fucking-believable. There is no way. There is something. This is the beginning of the end. I believe in 9 months it will be canceled. The BravoCon is not going to happen. And they're going to do these little test events that they're having in New York and LA where you'll be able to meet some of your famous Bravo celebrities. Andy is going to take a huge package to step back and consult from behind the scenes. They have so many lawsuits going against them. So they have so many lawsuits to resolve in 2023 or 2024. There's not going to be a BravoCon, guys. It's over. This is over. And I think, you know, do I think that it's over because BravoCon wasn't a huge success? No, I actually think BravoCon was an enormous success. But there's too much heat on them. There's too much attention on these shows. If the producers are toxic, do they make these women drink? Even though numerous housewives have come forward and said, they don't force us to drink. If we want to drink, we can drink. But they never say to us, you should get drunker, unless you're Leah McSweeney, who alleges in the lawsuit that they knew she was an alcoholic and put her around alcohol. Okay. But they have Faith Stowers from Vanderpump Rules. They have Leah McSweeney. They have Carolyn Manzo with a lawsuit. They still are apparently settling a lawsuit, according to NeNe, with NeNe. They've so, and I'm missing one. I think there was another one. McSweeney. Who else is suing? Anyhow, I'm sure more people will come out of the woodwork. But I believe actually it's not happening at all. I believe in 9 or 8 months it's going to be canceled. It's going to be, they're going to have, I think Andy will step down and they're going to say, well, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to do BravoCon 2025, but we're going to do these small live events and you can come. Or if they do it at all, it will be much more low key. And I believe this will be the last. So grab your tickets. How's that for a random fucking... Y'all are like, bitch. Oh, and people also said to me, oh, they're doing it. Okay, they're not going to have it because of the election. Do you think they're worried about a bunch of 35-year-old women and gays storming Las Vegas? I mean, with what? If the election results don't go the way they want? No, that is not why they are postponing it. And then people said to me, inflation. Last year, all y'all shelled out $3,000 for these VIP experiences, $2,500. I mean, that was like through their website. Then on the secondary market, some of these tickets were going for $10,000, plus your hotel stays, plus your tickets there. Many of the women that go to BravoCon are very well off, darling. They don't give a shit about inflation. So stop believing all this crap. Oh, it's about inflation. It's about the election. And what are we going to do? I was there. Please, with my Starbucks. What do you think? I'm going to storm Caesar's Palace and, you know, Lisa Vanderpump's Paris? I mean, you know, like, it's not happening. This is not good news for reality TV. And here is my prediction. People are on to this. They're on to, I see it with my, I love TLC. TLC is my favorite network. And the people and the producers at TLC are genius. They're genius. They're my favorites. What they've done with Sister Wives. I'm addicted to that show. What they've done with Sister Wives, what they've done with My 600-Pound Life, 1,000-Pound Sisters. But people, it's so far behind their real lives. And now because of social media, if somebody gets divorced, they're putting it out on their social media. And then we're catching up a year later, which was the Sister Wives problem, on the show. They have a delay time. And they have, even in the past 2 weeks, McKelty Brown, Janelle Brown's daughter, Cody Brown's daughter, has come out and said, I would love to write a tell-all, but I would upset so many people because most of what you see on the show isn't even our real lives. So it's like, you know, I think people are tired of that. We're 2 decades plus in on social media. I think people know that. They really are, I believe, the next wave of shows on television, on TikTok, on wherever, are going to be about real, real people and their scenarios. 110%. They are not, people are, they're just, I think they've had it with these shows. And there's just so much toxicity around Bravo. I adore Andy. I mean, I think I've been in the entertainment world a long time. So I feel like Andy is what he is. And, you know, you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt, meaning he has his favorites. You know, he knows how to get great television out of people. He's obsessed with certain people and scenarios. He's messy and he wants the tea on Watch What Happens Live and pits people again. But that's like the name of the game. So I don't know. My prediction is BravoCon will be canceled. Andy takes a sweet severance package and steps back in the next year. And I think you see some small events. And I think these shows continue for the next 5 to 10 years, but they are much more low key. There you have it. There's my prediction. I also wanted to do an emergency podcast episode because there was other Sister Wives news yesterday, and TLC announced that Doubling Down with the Dorricos are back. Dion and Karen, Doubling Down with the Dorricos, very popular show on TLC. And I got messages from people last year that said, are they being canceled? They're being canceled. You've got to start a petition and get this show back on the air. I'm like, okay, you know, I literally had somebody in my DMs. I'm like, I do not have time to start a damn petition to get Dion's show back on the air. Well, I didn't need one. Maybe this person did, because it is coming back. So if you loved Doubling Down with the Dorricos, it's back. Outdaughtered is back May 7th. And Doubling Down with the Doricos, I cannot wait. I really want Dion on my show, by the way. He would be such a good guest. Dion and Karen, they are coming back with their family. Their 14 kids are keeping them on their toes. And Dion's mother, Gigi. All right, Gigi, yes. Doubling Down will be back Tuesday, May 14th at 8 p.m. on TLC. And Outdaughtered will be back May 7th at 9 p.m. on TLC. Also, the two other Sister Wives stories that I wanted to get to is Christine Brown is changing her last name. She's updated it with the Social Security office, her license. She came on her Instagram this week and said, oh my gosh, it's so easy to update my last name. So she's officially becoming Wooly. And I think she's going to be Wooly on everything. A couple of months ago, she initially said she was going to keep Brown as her public appearance name and then Wooly. I always say she was going to be Brown in the streets and Wooly in the sheets. Now it looks like she's going to do both. I think she's all in with Mr. David Wooly, who I really, really enjoy. The other story that is circulating is, are Cody and Robin headed for divorce? This one, I told you guys yesterday on my TLC Talk episode, and this story came out afterwards, that everything was very cordial, according to sources that were at the funeral for Garrison Brown. I'm talking about the one in Nevada that was with the National Guard, that everybody was very amicable. And Mary already said this on her Fridays with Friends, that, you know, there's still a lot of healing that needs to be done, but it was really wonderful that the entire family was back together and they're planning this big June family reunion. There were sources that said that Cody was standoffish. He was still estranged from some of his sons, Gabe, Garrison. They hadn't spoken to Cody for a couple of years, all from probably the TV show, and obviously we know Cody and Robin were very COVID. We're terrified about COVID. Don't even get me started. Do you even hear about anyone having COVID now? I can't, like, where, huh? Anyhow, so COVID really, you know, separated the family. So people said that Cody was standoffish. Now the newest story that is out is that Cody is in a dark place. He was in a dark place with season 18 coming out because obviously all the women had left him. And he was taking that out on Robin. Now this has been so deep, so tragic for the entire family that Cody and Robin are having marital issues. And Robin is the one that encouraged him to be more open, more friendly at the wedding. At the funeral. And amid Cody's depression, a source alleges that the father of 18 is causing problems in his marriage to Robin. His mental state is affecting his marriage and it's actually causing problems in his relationship. He, quote, sort of put up with this, he put up this wall and is internalizing his feelings. He's focused more on himself and he's trying to move on. Despite Cody and Robin's alleged marital issues, sources believe the couple are not headed for divorce. I don't think they will ever divorce unless it continues what he is doing and pushes her out, the source says. Even Peyton and McKelty, I love their Patreon. I think I'm going to start doing Patreon recaps of theirs. They even... We're talking about Cody and Robin and how Cody and Robin, you know, have a pretty great life. They wake up late. They like to be home early. They like to be around doing things with their kids. However, you know, I guess now that I think a lot of the coverage is calming down, it's been a month since Garrison passed. Cody just retreats. And when he gets upset, he blames Robin for all of his problems. So they do say that things are a bit tense. Oof. Wow. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You know, we're going to, I continue to follow everything that they're doing. They're back in the sense that they are trying to have some shred of normalcy while we know nothing will ever be normal for that family and they will forever be missing Garrison. Janelle posted a beautiful post for Garrison on his birthday yesterday on her Instagram. I thought it was so touching and just how much she's missing him today and every day. I mean, it was heartbreaking, heartbreaking. Oh, I wanted to read it. Oh, it's been hard to get my brain to work properly again. I'm so grateful for the outpouring of love and support I've received. Wait. Oh, this was it. It was a beautiful video. Happy birthday, sweetheart. We are missing you terribly today. It's hard to believe you aren't here anymore. We talked a lot about you today and even went to Texas Roadhouse for dinner, your favorite place. I still feel you nearby sometimes, and I'm grateful we will see each other again when my journey is completed. Oh. Okay, don't get me crying. This is terrible. I mean, is anyone else this emotionally unstable? I cry like every, I can't even read anything. Okay. Anyhow. So there's your latest Sister Wives news, too, that developed overnight since yesterday. And yesterday's episode was pretty fun and funny because of Angela Deem allegedly dating Scott Wern. I want them to be together. Soda fans. Oh my God, tears. Okay. And if you guys didn't see too, OJ Simpson passed away today at the age of 76 from cancer. So there's that. All right, love y'all. It's over for Bravo, don't you think? Do you believe this is the beginning of the end of reality TV? And do you think there will be a BravoCon? Hit me up on my TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. Bye, everybody.